I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver, and today is Music Tuesday. This week's guest is comedian Sarah Keyworth. Hello, Sarah. Sarah's a woman who likes crumpets, and she also likes to play video games properly. So we have another 12 questions all about music. This is going to be fun, Sarah, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, let's quiz. Question number one. Hozier, oh, he's lovely, is an Irish musician who released his debut single in 2013. It was called Take Me to Where. This was a tune.
My instinct was to just say a really silly thing there, but I actually want the points.
Okay.
It was Take Me to Church.
There you go. Sometimes the need to win takes over the need to be a comedian. Wow.
The need to be a silly person. Yeah.
The correct answer is Church. Well done. Question number two. In 2001, which pop group won the ITV show Pop Stars? Oh, feels like such a simpler time.
Oh, my Lord. Do you know what? This is...
Because you're only 27. 27?
27, yeah. But I remember this.
Okay.
Pop Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember which one it was, because they both did quite well, didn't they?
Ah, well, now you're talking. I think you're talking about the time where two bands won. Oh, no, that's another pop star. Oh, there was a lot of... Do you remember when there was the girls that won, the girls and the boys, and then they let a girl win? Yep, yeah.
Did they?
But that, oh, I won't say anything.
No, I don't remember that.
You might think, all these people are the winner.
I feel like I want to say hearsay.
Go on, say it.
Hearsay, I'm saying hearsay.
Correct! Correct!
Because it was hearsay and Liberty X, wasn't it? But I was a Liberty X fan,
of course,
more than a hearsay fan.
Well, hearsay were big, and then Liberty X came out all cool with their Chaka Khan remix, and no one knew what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, question number three. Which of these weekly music TV shows stopped broadcasting first? Top of the Pops or my fantastic show, Pop World?
Interesting.
I mean, so you're 9 years younger than me, so you would probably have been about, what, 11, 12 when all this was happening?
I feel like I'm going to go, I don't know if I to do what I did with the rivers yesterday and go against what I think the logical answer would be. And I feel like Top of the Pops maybe stopped broadcasting first.
It's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Top of the Pops ceased weekly broadcasting on 30th July 2006. Pop World announced it would not be renewed in April 2007. Sorry, it's really weird talking about this like it isn't my show. It's really
weird. It's so weird.
Okay.
I bloody loved both shows, though.
Oh, thank you.
Very good stuff.
Ah, oh, thank
very you. Good.
Let's I get was, you to win this.
What a real shame.
It's a real shame. Question number four. If Madonna is known as the Queen of Pop and Beyoncé is the First Lady of Music, then which US singer is known as the Goddess of Pop? Rightly so, I say.
The Goddess of Pop. I want to say, like, because to be called the goddess, you've got to have a bit of about you, haven't you? You've got to have a bit of a vibe.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, Mariah Carey. Don't know if that's true.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. We were looking for Cher. Cher.
Oh, you know what? The entire queer community is never going to forgive me for that.
Let's see if you can get it back. Let's see if you can get the gay community back on side. Question number five. In what year of the 2010s did iTunes automatically download That U2 album onto everyone's accounts. Seems insane that they would do this now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy. I'm trying to remember at what point I, like, stopped using iTunes.
Oh, good, good, good.
It wasn't specifically related to the U2 download. But,
for many it was, I think. I mean, it's quite brazen to just, like, put an album. I think in those days we didn't expect to have so much, yeah, of, like, what, you know, our bespoke things on our devices. But now people would be outraged if everyone just got Drake's album put on their iTunes.
I mean, it's actually hilarious, isn't it? Because it's like, ultimately, back then you had to buy albums, so it was a free album.
Yes.
But everyone was just fuming.
I know, and no one still wanted
my free albums.
Yeah, makes sense. So what year are we thinking, babe?
I'm gonna guess 2013.
Oh!
It's just a solid guess.
Sorry, I might have told you that you were wrong by that noise. Incorrect. It was 2014. You were so close.
Oh, man.
The album was called Songs of Innocence. Question number 6. Who composed the scores to Star Wars, Jaws, and Jurassic Park? I'd say one of the most famous composers in the world.
Like Val Kilmer?
What? I'm going to take that answer and it's incorrect.
Is he a composer?
He's Batman. The correct answer is John Williams.
Why am I thinking of Val Kilmer as a composer? Who am I thinking of?
Hans Zimmer, I think you were thinking of.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I was like, I know we're all tired, Sarah, but what are you talking about? Okay, let's pick up the pace. Question number 7, which US record label that forged the soul pop sound was founded in Detroit in 1959?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. The correct answer is Motown.
Oh, well, I should have just said a word, shouldn't I? Should have just picked a word out. Should have said Val Kilmer.
Yeah, you should have said Val Kilmer then. Question number 8. Howard and Guy Lawrence are two brothers from Surrey, two very talented brothers. What are they better known as?
Howard and Guy Lawrence. Can you tell me, like, what the genre of music is?
Yeah, banging dance, electro, soul-y. I do quite like them, actually. Yeah, forgot about them. They're great.
Well, I'm glad that you are revisiting something you enjoy.
I'm having a great time remembering them. Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, just tell me, honestly. I'm exhausted.
The correct answer is Disclosure.
I never would have got it.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, because if you don't know, you don't know. All right, question number 9. Can you give me the next lyric to this iconic chorus from Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers? Islands in the stream, that's what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
And we'll rely on each other. Uh-huh.
Correct!
Had to do that, uh-huh.
Definitely.
Can't not do the uh-huh.
Question number 10. In her 12 years of pop dominance, Lady Gaga has had 6 guest vocalists feature on her singles. Can you name any of them for 1 point?
My parents, big fans of Lady Gaga. I am as well, actually. Big fan of the old Gaga. Ariana Grande was a recent one, wasn't she?
God, that's like very recent. You really are a fan. Correct. Yeah. Ariana Grande, Rain On Me.
New album. Very good stuff.
Oh, really? The new Gaga? God, you big Gaga fan. She's also collaborated with Colby O'Donis, Beyonce, Tony Bennett, Bradley Cooper, obviously. That was quite a tune. But obviously, this is an old song. And R. Kelly. All right, then. Question number 11. In 2003, Speaker Box, a stroke The Love Below by Outkast, became the first rap album to win the Grammy Award for Best Album. Can you name 2 singles from it for 2 points?
Hey Ya.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's 1 point. I mean, I couldn't name another one.
No, I don't know if I can. I'm trying to... No, I think I'm getting them mixed up with others.
Don't worry. You could have had I Like the Way You Move. That was quite a tune. Roses.
Oh, do you know what? I nearly said Roses. I'm genuinely fuming. I had a moment where I thought that, no, that's not them.
How does it go again? No.
Roses really smell like
that is a tune. And Ghetto Music.
Like that thing.
Sorry, I should have let you get on with that. Final question of music. Here I have the top 20 of Smooth Radio's top 500 songs of all time list. Can you guess three songs on it for 3 points?
Okay, let me... Top 20. That's something like Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith.
You really do have weird cab journeys with Smooth Radio on it, because that is always on. Yeah. It's not on my list. Yeah. Maybe that's more a magic. Oh,
maybe.
Two more guesses, darling. So let me just give you a little clue. Smooth thinks it's a little bit cooler than Magic. Just a little.
Okay.
It's a little less Ronan Keating, a little bit more Prince.
Ronan Keating was actually what I was going to go with next.
Yeah, because you've got Magic in your head. This is Smooth, okay?
Okay.
For instance, Aerosmith is on this list, but it's 264. The Smooth kids are a bit cooler.
Okay. All right. So apologies to Smooth kids. I didn't want to lump you in with Magic.
Really important distinction.
Please don't tweet me. Okay. Trying to think of a cool, Smooth song.
I mean, they're not that cool, but they're just very magic.
Trying to think of like Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran.
It's here.
Yes.
What good direction I gave you. It's here.
It's amazing.
It's here. Yes, let's see if we can get another one. I really feel like you can. Be in the cab.
I'm in. Oh, it's been a long time.
I know, I miss a bad Smooth Radio cab journey.
I bet there's another Ed Sheeran on there, isn't there?
There actually is.
Okay, what are his others? What are his other sort of really romantic ones? Perfect, Ed Sheeran.
Correct!
Yes!
It's like you went round the curtain of Smooth FM and told them who they were. Well done.
I was sort of toying with Adele's, but I didn't know whether Adele was a bit less...
Oh, nah, she's not on here. She's a magic. She's a magic. But we have to, I mean, I've got to tell you a bit more of them because they're so smooth. Like, we've got Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. They take it there sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Careless Whisper, George Michael. I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Purple Rain, Dancing Queen. Okay, sometimes they get a bit naff. Let's move on. Your score for that round is 8 points for the second day in a row. You're nice and steady. Ooh.
Consistent.
Yeah. We'll talk you through your points after this break, Sarah.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
So 16 points for the week so far. Not doing too badly. Feeling a bit calmer in the world of quiz?
Yeah. I'm relaxing into it now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you guys go... a bit mental at home. I feel like you have some big Lady Gaga dance parties with mum and dad.
I have on occasion when I go back to my parents. We do. In fact, over Christmas we had a bit of a Lady Gaga sesh.
Did you?
And then it's weirdly descended into Scissor Sisters. So, oh, that's hard to say. Scissor Sisters. Which I think is a natural progression, isn't it?
Very much so. I really like the sound of your parents.
Oh, yeah. They're great. My dad is a big music head.
Oh, wicked. How do you think he'll feel about your 8 points?
I think he would be okay, because I actually think those questions, some of them he would have struggled with. He's a bit more into sort of classic rock and things.
What's his name?
Francis Keyworth.
I think we might have to get your dad on quiz to do a classic, I think that'd be great. Rock special.
He'd have a lovely time.
He would have a lovely time. Sarah, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat for your second connector clue of the week. We're looking for a UK brand of food products that began with a beef stock cube. A UK brand of food products that began with just a little beef stock cube. There will be a connection to yesterday's answer, and we'll be back tomorrow for your third clue. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.